Wir kommen nun noch einmal zurück auf die ITB, die Reisemesse in Berlin. Nun aber mit einem sozialen Thema. Erinnert ihr euch noch an den Anschlag auf das Pulse in Orlando in Florida im Juni 2016? Von einem Amokschützen wurden 49 Menschen getötet und 68 schwer verletzt. Barbara Pomar war damals die Besitzerin des Pulse. Nun hat sie die One Pulse Foundation gegründet, damit die Erinnerung bleibt. Präsident Biden hat das Pulse Memorial zu einem nationalen Denkmal erklärt und dadurch wird es auch entsprechend unterstützt. Barbara Pomar war auch bei der ITB zu Gast. Thomas Dietrichs hat sie interviewt. Wie kam sie darauf, in dem ehemaligen Pulse Club einen Gedenkort und ein Museum einzurichten?
Yes, so after the shooting happened and we made the decision to keep the club closed, we wanted to start creating a permanent memorial at the site. So we have been working hard since a year after the shooting, so it's been almost 6 years that we've been working to create a permanent national memorial at the Pulse nightclub site.
And you have held today a presentation at the ITB, and it would be a national memorial, and President Biden subscribed a contract. The state of America supports this memorial?
Yes, in 2021, June, actually, President Biden signed a national designation that made Pulse a national memorial, so it's federally designated. So it will mean that what happened at Pulse can never be forgotten. It'll always be part of American history. Pulse nightclub shooting was also a terrorist attack in our country. So it was wanted to make sure that it could never be erased, and at least this way it'll forever be written in our federal government's history.
This is a special memorial. What you can see at the memorial.
So you'll be able to see the Pulse nightclub building. There are places that you can actually see the building close up front. There are beautiful pictures that are all on the surrounding walls of all the love and the response after the shooting. And you can leave a message and leave an item there and just pay a visit. But the permanent space also has, it'll be a little larger. It's at the same location, but with a little adjacent property. And we'll have an amphitheater there where we'll be able to host our ceremonies and other events at the site.
And you have another project. You will get a Pulse Museum. What your plans there?
Yes, so we want to build an education center which will not just only tell the story of June 12th, but also talks about the joy of Pulse and the joy of the LGBTQ community and its culture, and have the conversations about tough topics and give people tools and ways to talk about belonging and becoming and how to make a better society where they live.
You was the owner of the Pulse. You say it was a safe place. What happens for you after this attack? As you talk at the ITB, at first you're not gay, not lesbian. Your brother was gay and you get the feeling of the LGBT life from your brother.
Yes, I was really lucky to have a gay brother growing up who really just brought me into the community from a very young age, probably too young, but I was really lucky to grow up in the community that way. And when Pulse, the opportunity to open the nightclub came our way and we chose to partner and to do that, it was a way for me to reconnect with my community that I love so much. And after the shooting and we chose not to open the club, it's a big loss. It's hard to explain.
You miss it?
I miss it, yeah, I do.
And a new club for you?
Probably not. We really, in the first few years, thought we would open up another club, but time has passed. We're all a little older now, and I'm not sure I have the energy to do two things. This project, the Memorial Museum, are a big project, and that's where my energy goes.
Die One Pulse Foundation will das Andenken an den Pulse Club und die Tragödie nach dem Anschlag im Juni 2016 erhalten. Das war Barbara Pomar auf der ITB. Thomas Dietrichs hat sie interviewt.